Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Power Is Now online radio and online TV. Today is the Power Lunch, a special edition of the Power Is Now. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for finding us on Blog Talk Radio and on our Facebook at facebook.com/ The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier, and I'm the president and CEO of The Power Is Now. And it's our privilege to be able to bring information to real estate professionals every Tuesday at 12:30 in the afternoon. That's why we call it The Power Lunch. I appreciate those of you who take the time out of your schedule to join us and to partner with us as we try to work together as real estate professionals to grow our respective businesses, to support each other, and to do things that enable us to just be more effective as real estate professionals. And so every Tuesday at 12:30, we take the time to identify industry leaders that come on our show to talk about topics that are important to us as real estate professionals, to learn strategies and tactics to help us be more successful and effective in the marketplace. And so I'm committed to personal development. I'm committed to becoming the best broker I can be in real estate and in lending. And that takes, that takes studying the game. That takes listening to others. That takes being mentored by others who are doing well as you are, or even better. And that just takes being open and humble to know and recognize that you don't know everything. And I'll be the first to admit, folks, I don't know everything. I really don't. I know a few things. And the older I get, the more I realize that I don't know too much of anything. It's something about getting older and recognizing, just kind of assessing all that you have learned in the business to realize it's not really that much, and that things are constantly changing, things are constantly evolving, and that we have to be on our A game all the time. We have to be lifelong students. We have to continue to stay aware of new opportunities coming into the market, both for ourselves as real estate professionals and for consumers, opportunities for them that we can share. And, I think today, the value proposition for real estate professionals today is being, knowledge experts, being a resource of information, not necessarily being an expert in any one particular thing, but knowing enough about it and knowing enough to be able to make the right connections, provide additional support and information to lead people right down the right path, to have additional resources, a team of people surrounding you to help you in your effort to be a great resource for your client. And so that's what we strive to do here at The Power Is Now, to be a great resource for our clients. And who are our clients? Real estate professionals who send us their clients to help them get pre-approved and to buy a home. Consumers who come to us directly to find out about, what they need to do and how they need to do it, what programs are available to them. And then just in general, being a contributor to the industry, as a whole. We all want to network and support one another as we strive together to build successful businesses. Well, today I have a special guest, and Timothy Trumbull is his name. And we're going to be talking to Timothy about NACA. And I tell you, if you haven't heard of NACA, then I don't know where you've been, because they are definitely here and doing big things. I had the honor to interview the president of NACA a few years ago. And back then I was impressed, and today I'm even more impressed with how they've grown, what they continue to do to impact consumers, to make a difference in what's happening since the great financial crisis. And they're here to stay, folks. No question about it. They are here to stay. So before I engage Timothy Trumbull, I'm going to share some of the information about us as a company. For those of you who are watching this program in the middle of the day, this is for real estate professionals. But we encourage you to reach out to us. There are many who are in the chat room right now. If you are wanting to ask a question, whether you're a consumer or a real estate professional, please take advantage of this opportunity to ask questions about anything we talk about today, especially about NACA and what they're doing today in the marketplace. And so for compliance reasons, I want those who are consumers to recognize that The Power Is Now is a media company. Yes, we have online radio, online TV, online magazines. Go to thepowerisnow.com and you can check out the information. We're also a real estate company. And our license number for the state of California is 1-435-243. Actually, that's for our mortgage division. We are a mortgage company, and our license number is 1-435-243, The Power Is Now Mortgage Services. And we're a real estate company. Our license number with the state of California is 1980407. So as a real estate company and a mortgage company, we try to assist real estate professionals and also consumers in making homeownership a reality. I'm a broker for both the broker and the founder of The Power Is Now for both the mortgage company and the real estate company. And my individual license number for the real estate division, The Power Is Now Real Estate Services, is 011-43484. And as the broker for the mortgage division, my individual license number with the NMLS is 461807. Okay, with that said, let me read a little bit about Timothy Trumbull with you. He is the National Media and Online Operations Coordinator to NACA, NACA. And after joining NACA in 2009, Tim traveled the country during the peak of the mortgage crisis as a counselor in NACA Home Save Program, helping thousands of struggling homeowners save their homes from foreclosure through affordable mortgage modification. NACA conducted 165 of these Save the Dream and the America Dream events, resulting in more than 250,000 homeowners receiving mortgage modifications. Moving to online operations in 2011, Tim oversees NACA's online forum and social media presence, as well as the media and public relations for the nonprofit and its 47 offices nationwide. He continually monitors trends in the mortgage industry, as well as the effects of economic trends and politics on home ownership. Welcome, Tim, to the Power Is Now Power Lunch.
Eric, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, Tim, and I appreciate anyone as busy as you are to take the time and join us. Tim, you've got a pretty big job in managing the online presence and social media. You must do quite a few of these interviews.
I've been known to do one or two. We like to give most of them to our founder and CEO, Bruce Sparks, who you've spoken with, and he loves to do them. So I can easily pass those off on him and keep my schedule a little bit lighter. But I certainly enjoy doing this. Anything that can help spread the word about what we're doing here at NACA.
Well, please give my regard to Bruce Marks. I had a great time interviewing him. In fact, we even had one of the homeowners that he helped on the line with us as well. Folks, if you're interested in that interview, go to blogtalkradio.com/thepowerisnow and just type in NACA under our The Power Is Now page on Blog Talk Radio. And you can listen to that interview with the president himself talk about NACA. So, Tim, let's start with just the beginning. NACA, first, what does it stand for and what is its mission and vision?
Well, NACA is the Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America. We're the nation's largest HUD-certified housing counseling agency. We're also very much a community advocacy organization. That's really our foundation. We're a community advocacy organization. We believe in individual home ownership as a way of stabilizing neighborhoods and building individual financial security. And so that's where our two main programs have come from. Our home purchase program and our home save program, which you mentioned during the introduction there, where we saved over 250,000 homes during the mortgage crisis from foreclosure through affordable modifications.
But that's amazing. And how long has NACA been around?
We were actually founded in 1988. Mr. Mark started the organization in conjunction with the Hotel Workers Union in Boston. It was an outgrowth of that. We worked with the hotel workers there because they were in a situation where, very simply, they couldn't afford to live where they worked. And they were put in some really untenable situations where they were having extremely long travel times to work and back. There were also even conditions where, for example, the hotel workers had no access to a decent place to even sit down and have lunch. They'd have to go into a back stairway and have lunch. So there was a very large problem at that point in time with regards to how hotel workers were being treated in Boston. Mr. Marks teamed up with Dominic Bozzato, the president of the union at that point, and worked on a lot of those issues. We established the nation's first housing trust fund through a union as part of those efforts. It even required some changes to the Taft-Hartley Act that we were able to bring about, and the first President Bush signed those into law. And that was really the foundation of it all. Again, advocacy, making homeownership a reality for everyone possible, regardless of your economic status, regardless of how you make your living. You have that right to home ownership, and NACA is here to make that right a reality for as many people as we possibly can.
So NACA has a number of homeownership centers across the country. Are you in all 50 states? And we're based here in California. Where are your centers here in California?
We have four offices in California. We're not in all 50 states, but we are growing like we have never grown before. We just opened our 47th office in Sacramento. That is our fourth office in California. We have one in Los Angeles. We have one in the Inland Empire in Upland. We have one in Oakland, and now our brand new office in Sacramento, which we're really excited about. We've wanted to get that one open for a couple of years, so that's really something we're excited about. But we are now in, at this point, I believe 38 states with 47 offices, and we're actually able to work in some states where we don't even have offices, although those are kind of rare. But we can work in most states, not all, but most states.
So what takes place in one of these homeowner centers? Why would a person go to NACA? Because kind of lay out the services that you provide.
Well, NACA we are basically working to provide what we call the best mortgage in America. It's a program with no down payment, no closing costs, none of that personal mortgage insurance. You have the ability to buy the interest rate down to virtually zero, and it's always a fair, fixed rate, affordable mortgage. So we have that ability to help people who, in many cases, can't get a mortgage elsewhere or who would fall victim to predatory lending, get that mortgage to help them get the home that they can truly afford.
Now, in addition to providing this mortgage product, there is a process, obviously, that a person must go through. Talk about the counseling. How does one actually just get started to even be eligible to participate? And then I want to get into what are the requirements. I mean, is it really for everybody, or is it for people who have fallen in a certain income category?
Right. We have actually no income requirements, high or low, when it comes to being a part of the program. Now, the focus of our program is toward low and moderate income home buyers. But to get involved in the program, to get started, it's actually very simple. You go to our website, NACA.com. You'll see a box there to enter your zip code. You put that in and you will be able to find the closest one of our home buyer workshops that are coming up in your given area. And you can register for that workshop, which is the required first step in the process. At that workshop, which runs about 3 hours, you'll learn all about NACA. You'll find out about our history. You'll learn a great deal about how the process works through the NACA purchase program. You'll get to meet some NACA homeowners who have successfully bought through the program and be able to ask questions about how it works with NACA counselors who will be conducting that program. That's the first step. Once you do that, you will be assigned a counselor either at your local NACA office or in some cases through our remote counseling program, which we operate through our National Counseling Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is where I'm located. And through that, we're able to help people in a much larger geographic area get through the program. And also, we're able to help some of the offices that are actually overwhelmed with people coming for help. We're able to alleviate some of their burden through that as well. When you enter the program, You'll have a meeting, your first meeting with a housing consultant or mortgage counselor, and we do a pretty detailed financial analysis of your situation. We take a look at your income, your monthly household expenses, your obligations, and we determine what you can legitimately afford for a mortgage. Now, part of that counseling will also, in many cases, provide some advice on how you can maybe even tighten up that budget, maybe make those dollars stretch a little bit further. So we'll get into a pretty extensive counseling process, but the bottom line is we will determine what you are legitimately able to afford for a mortgage monthly or more, excuse me, monthly mortgage payment, and that in turn will determine how big a mortgage you can legitimately afford.
Well, Tim, I'm amazed that there's a mortgage program like this, and I was amazed three years ago when I interviewed Bruce that a product like this exists and that there are no income requirements whatsoever. So, you know, as a mortgage broker, I'm a little concerned. But at the time, as a even when I was working for the big banks, I mean, in fact, I believe I was with Wells Fargo at the time when I did my first interview with him. I'm not sure. But I don't know of a bank that has a program where there is no down payment, no closing costs, a buy down to zero, and no mortgage insurance. There are programs out there with no mortgage insurance. It's a higher interest rate, and that's how it's lender-paid insurance, in essence. And there are programs out there with no down payment, but there's still closing costs, and it has to be addressed either with a seller credit or maybe an interest credit. What you're talking about, what NACA is offering here, is really kind of unprecedented in the industry. We're talking about a very low fixed rate mortgage that has none of these costs. So are you real here, man? Is this real?
You know what? Well, we hear that quite a bit. You know, this sounds too good to be true. But at that point, if that's what you're thinking, if that's what you're saying, we challenge you to come find out. Yeah. Come to one of our seminars. You will learn through that workshop that we are the real deal. You know, this is something that has been hard earned, hard fought for. And the history, I could spend a couple of hours going through the history of this organization and how we were able to reach this point. But we have some pretty hefty agreements hammered out with our two major lending partners, Bank of America and City Mortgage, to provide this program. A lot of our philosophy, to kind of get back to what you were talking to earlier about if you don't have the PMI, then you get a jacked up interest rate. That's, as far as we're concerned, we believe that's based on false logic. Because the idea being, well, you know, if you fall into a certain category, you're not reliable when it comes to making that mortgage payment every month. And that's a lot of hogwash. Very simply because you prove as a renter every single month that you can make that payment because you make that rent payment every month to keep that roof over your head. Why would you not be able to do the same thing when it's your own home? Plus, when it's your own home, there's that pride factor that falls in right on top of that being able to make that rental payment every month. So you can make that, and you're going to make sure that you keep making it because you've got that pride of home ownership and you've got it for an amount that, again, we've already determined that you can legitimately afford.
Well, Timothy, I agree with you 100%. And I wish that it wasn't a requirement. It's a requirement in the secondary market. So how are you guys able to get around this? I mean, we can't do a loan without the mortgage insurance being either paid, it's either self-insured or, you know, and it sits in the bank's portfolio, or it is insured, there's mortgage insurance. How do you guys get around this?
Well, now the loans that we do through Bank of America and City Mortgage actually do stay on the books with Bank of America and City Mortgage. Mm-hmm. So they take responsibility for those loans. And the vast majority of the loans that we do through them actually help them meet their requirements under the Community Reinvestment Act. And so it's really a win-win situation. The NACA program has proven how well it works historically. As a matter of fact, just a few years ago, Promontory Financial Services came to us and asked if they could do an analysis of what we do. They wanted to really kind of tear it all down brick by brick and take a look at it. And we were thrilled to have that opportunity to have them come in. They came back with very detailed report, a glowing report, to be honest with you, about what we do. There was one factor in there, actually two facts, but they're related, that really, when I saw the report, just blew me away. Number one, the delinquency rate on NACA loans is a tiny fraction of the national average, one-third to one-sixth the national average, amongst the lowest, if not the lowest, delinquency rate in the entire mortgage industry. And there again, that's because we believe that when you've got that genuinely affordable mortgage and you have that pride of home ownership to go right along with it, you're helping to rebuild your community, build some stabilization there where families get to know each other again. That's something that you're going to make the priority. That's going to be the number one financial item. And so that's why it works. There's so much of an emotional investment on top of just crunching the numbers and making sure that it's an affordable, that people will do whatever they have to make sure that they make that mortgage payment each month once they've gotten it through NACA. The other great thing about that also proves the effectiveness of our program. I saw a graph of mortgage delinquency through the peak of the mortgage crisis, and this just absolutely blew me away. In the years 2008, 2009, 2010, when delinquencies in this nation were skyrocketing, just shooting through the roof, the delinquency rate on NACA mortgages actually went down even further. So this is one of the most successful mortgage programs out there, even from that perspective. It's all about, basically, it's not just about saving homes, making people homeowners, but it's about families and sometimes even saving lives.
Well, Timothy, I'm really impressed with this, and I'm going to be sharing after our interview information about mortgage delinquencies, and people will be surprised at where the current delinquency rate is. But these are two really important. The fact that you guys allowed this organization to come in and do an analysis and to provide this report, is this report available to the public? Is it somewhere on your website? Would you send it to me and I can make it available?
I will be happy to send you a copy of that report. I don't know off the top of my head, to be honest with you, if it's available on our website. It may well be. We have a section on there under the purchase program with some resources. It may be in that section. No matter what, I will find a copy of that report and I will get it to you. Absolutely.
Well, one of the things that impressed me about Bruce Marks, and folks, I really encourage you to listen to the interview I did with him a few years ago. He's probably one of the most aggressive, tenacious industry leaders that I know, making things happen. And to do what he's doing right now truly is not only just groundbreaking, unprecedented, but he's opening doors potentially to changes in the industry overall as it relates to mortgage insurance. I'm happy to hear that the delinquency rate during the crisis was lower than everything else being done with other banks, and that even now it's one-third to one-sixth of the current delinquency rate with mortgages. That's really good news. The National Association of Real Estate Brokers, Tim, I'm sure you're familiar with the organization, they have been fighting for a reduction in mortgage insurance with FHA and the elimination of mortgage insurance, as well as the elimination of FICO scores, because it speaks to what you just said about, you know, a person's commitment to making that mortgage, a pride of ownership to owning that home. The fact they've been knocking out those rental payments all these years, you know, why do they need to pay more? And unfortunately, in the attempt to try to shore up the banking system to provide some security for investors, mortgage insurance plays a vital role. But the unintended consequence is that it's affecting predominantly minorities, African-Americans, Latinos. The majority of those individuals who buy a home are using FHA, 70% plus, which has the highest mortgage insurance rate of all mortgage insurance programs out there. So do you know, can Mark come work for us and see if he can get it done, you know, in Washington and with Fannie and Freddie, where we can actually have a program. I mean, I'm looking on your website right now. Your rate on a 30-year fixed rate is 3.625. That's the interest rate on their website. Go to NACA.com. And you're telling me there's no mortgage insurance at all associated with that. And you're they right. can buy it down.
Yep. No mortgage insurance. You have the ability to buy down that interest rate to nearly zero. And it's actually one of the better buy down programs of the few that are out there with 1.1% of the mortgage amount. You buy down that interest rate by 0.25% on a 30-year loan. Now, if you look at our talking about some innovation and some changes in the industry, we have a very innovative product that we were able to introduce a few years ago, a 15-year freedom loan, as we call it. With that 15-year freedom loan, you start at an even lower rate. I know you've got it in front of you there as far as that 15-year rate, but the buy down is even more aggressive. For each point, each 1% of the mortgage amount, you buy down the rate by 0.5%. And nobody out there is going to be able to match that, much less beat it. You know, and it's all kind of leads back to our foundation. We are first and foremost an advocacy organization. You know, you were talking about Mr. Marks and how aggressive he is. He proudly wears the title of nonviolent bank terrorist. And if you look out on the web on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, you'll see some interesting evidence of that, too. Even back during the peak of the mortgage crisis, where he hasn't been afraid to stand up in the middle of a congressional hearing and challenge the witness testifying before, for example, the House Financial Services Committee. We have marched on the New York headquarters of Chase. We've marched on the headquarters of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau when they, in their early days, just weren't really doing anything to directly protect consumers. I was a part of that one myself, and I got to tell you, that's an experience that you never forget when you do something like that. But we're an advocacy organization, first and foremost, and as a matter of fact, you're going to see NACA even step up and get engaged in more advocacy actions here in the near future. We're starting to expand our view a little bit. For example, the student loan crisis that's going on and getting so much attention. We've already started to take some actions with regards to that. We actually played a small role in the closure of ITT Tech here a couple of years ago. We'd already been campaigning about some of their predatory practices. We're taking a hard look at a lot of the for-profit schools out there in post-secondary education and basically putting them under the microscope as far as what they're doing financially in terms of what the student gets for the dollar. We may even be looking at auto lending here in the near future. So we're starting to expand our viewpoint of what we consider a predatory economy in general right now. We're first and foremost an advocacy organization, and of course our home base is mortgages, but there's a lot going on out there that needs help, and NACA is going to be out there at the forefront fighting for the American consumer.
Tim, there are a lot of advocacy organizations out there fighting the good fight, but there's a difference between advocacy and effective advocacy. And the truth of the matter is, we do need help. I would say, as a mortgage banker for 35 years, I can tell you that I would put student loan debt and auto loans are the number one and two factors that prevent a lot of people from buying a home. You know, they're predatory in nature and their terms, what have you. And I mean, it happens every month. I have a client that gets an auto loan before they start the process, and now they can't qualify for a mortgage. And then all the student debt, and we have to hit them with 1%, or they have to find a payment amortized over 25 years and try to qualify when you're carrying $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 in student loan debt. And so we need the effective advocacy of NACA and Mark. We really do. And I guess getting back, though, to our core, you know, mortgages, as real estate professionals, mortgage professionals, that's what we're all about, making the dream of homeownership a reality. As a mortgage broker, you're clearly a competitor. I'm scared to death right now of that mortgage. But, you know, I love the fact that, you know, my company, I'm a mortgage broker and a real estate broker. So I'm not attached. There's one outcome I'm attached to, and that is helping the client get into a home. Whether they use our mortgage division or they use our real estate agent in our real estate division, you know, we're in the homeownership business and helping people achieve the American dream by any means necessary. And if there's a product out there that has this type of purchasing, that's what it represents, purchasing power, the lower interest rate, the lack of closing costs that they have to pay, no down payment. I mean, it's really amazing. And so I want to dive into the weeds a little bit with you about this, because it does still seem, I want you to convince me right now online for the whole world to see, because I still have some doubts. So let's talk particularly about this. What is the FICO score requirement for someone to participate in this program?
I'm glad you asked that. We do not use the FICO score at all.
Oh,
the credit score is not a factor.
What?
Before we go any further, let me tell you, we're not here to steal your business. Okay. You know, we are dedicated to home ownership just like you are. And the vast majority of what we do is, again, with low to moderate income families who in some cases might not be able to get a mortgage at all, who would fall victim to predatory lending, who might get stuck with that outrageous PMI on an FHA loan that just simply does nothing more than rob their affordability from them. You know, we're here to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to become a homeowner with a mortgage they can genuinely afford. We believe that home ownership is a right. And so that's where we pursue this. And you know, we're out there to help those homeowners, those home buyers who there again would struggle with perhaps not qualifying for a mortgage, not getting a mortgage they could genuinely afford, fighting that predatory lending that is starting to creep back. We're starting to see some of the mortgage products that caused the problem to begin with start to creep back into the industry. We're here to make sure that you can buy a home that you can genuinely afford, call your own, and have that stability going forward. So FICO score, credit score is not a factor in what we do. What we do is what we call character-based lending. And that goes back to the financial analysis and the counseling that we do. We take a look at your last 2 years of financial history. We realize bad things happen to good people, as the saying goes. And so that credit score quite often is terribly inaccurate in determining your ability to meet that obligation, whatever it might be. You know, sometimes credit scores are affected by circumstances that are absolutely beyond our control, medical bills. You know, and the fact that that happens and affects so many people's credit score isn't an indicator of people's financial reliability. It's an indicator that for all the changes that have happened over the last few years, we still have a broken healthcare system in this country, and it's going to be a long time before that gets straightened out. So we realize that the best way to look at this is to take a look at your individual financial picture for the last 2 years. Have you paid your bills on time? Have you made that rent payment every month? You know, not run late, not run up any late charges. Have you got the water bill paid? Have you got the electric bill paid? Have you paid the car insurance? Have you got that paid every month and kept that in force? You know, if you can show us that you've kept things pretty much clean for the last 2 years, then we can get you qualified. That's pretty much, I'm oversimplifying it just a teeny bit, but that's basically what it boils down to.
Well, actually, I appreciate you breaking it down that way. We call that alternative credit, you know, looking at the credit, you know, the credit card bills, not credit cards, but utility bills and insurance payments and cable bills. And just how they're managing their finances in the cases where there is no FICO score. But we have to build alternative credit. And you're saying you do an analysis called character-based underwriting to determine their ability to make the mortgage And I think that's fantastic. I also appreciate the fact you say that you're not competing with us, although I don't believe it. But I appreciate the fact that you say that because the banks say the same thing. You know, I'm a mortgage broker, and particularly in the low to moderate income community, which consists of African-Americans, Latinos and Asians, a lot of business is done with mortgage brokers because they don't trust banks. And banks have this history of not just discrimination, you know, lack of outreach and service. They have a history of that, an established, documented legal history. I mean, the laws are on the books for a reason, from the Civil Rights Act to all the other rules. So mortgage brokers have played a vital role in making homeownership a reality, and mortgage bankers the same way in making homeownership a reality. So the banks say the same thing, though. They're not competing with us. And so they back that up by providing wholesale opportunities so that those who are in the communities, like mortgage brokers, are in the African-American community, in the Latino community, in the Asian community. They are the first choice for those people. We have an opportunity to provide the same product via wholesale to these financial institutions that have the money. Does NACA have any plans to truly partner, not be a competitor, but truly partner with mortgage brokers and bankers out there who would love to be able to offer a product like this in the marketplace? Or is it always just going to be an exclusive NACA thing?
At this point, it's going to stay exclusive to NACA, to just be absolutely upfront with you. Our program is growing by leaps and bounds, so I won't say it'll never happen. And we certainly recognize the effort that that mortgage brokers have made toward those ends. But even with the work that mortgage brokers like you have done to help make home ownership a possibility, there are still instances where it may not be actual redlining the way we understand it traditionally, but where there's actually some de facto redlining going on. Hmm. For example, there is an area in Memphis, Tennessee. It took me a second to think. It's the Frazier community. It's a wonderful, historic neighborhood in Memphis, beautiful neighborhood. But especially after the recession hit, it was devastated financially. Foreclosures right and left. You see so many homes there boarded up. And the problem is, unless it's a property investor who's coming in and trying to flip the home, individual homeowners actually have almost no opportunity to buy those homes because the values have dropped so low that you can buy in some parts of that Frazier community a nice two-bedroom, three-bedroom home for $30,000, $40,000, sometimes even in the mid-20s. The problem there is the banks won't give a loan under $50,000. And so what happens, even though it's not deliberate, it becomes de facto redlining. That's one of the advantages of the NACA program. We have no limit as far as the loan amount, on at least on the low end. We do have some caps as far as higher end limits as far as a maximum acquisition cost in regions in most cases. But on that low end, we've been able to actually work with the Frazier community. They came to us actually a couple of years ago and asked us to work with them to help homeowners take advantage of those properties. Some of them very, very nice homes. They're beautiful on the inside. You just can't tell because they're boarded up. And so that's another way where NACA comes in and does things that that nobody else can do in the industry. So again, you know, we're not trying to steal all your business. We're really not, I promise you. But we're going to be out there helping people who need that help in ways that perhaps not even you can do. In areas there, again, like Frazier, where we're really happy with the effort that's happened there. And our Memphis office has done some amazing things for folks in that city. So, you know, we're not going to allow outside brokers to work with us, at least for the foreseeable future. If we keep growing at the rate we're growing, we might be forced to, but I'm not going to make any promises there. But yeah, it's certainly a situation where we can all coexist side by side.
Well, I'm definitely going to reach out to Mark. You tell him I'm calling. All right. You tell him. Okay. I'm calling. And okay. I'd love to sit down with him and have a discussion about that, because I think that in the spirit of partnership and the fact that we're all working together to make homeownership a reality for people of color, minorities, for everyone for that matter, I think that one should put all the tools and resources that are available to him or her to achieve that goal. I think that's what banks did with their requirements for CRA. They reached out to the mortgage broker community. They embraced mortgage bankers, setting up correspondent relationships to make a difference, to achieve the goals, the spirit of CRA, to lend the people in the communities in which they serve. And this is not that we are afraid of competition, not at all. We're not afraid of competition, but it's always great if we can collaborate and partner together to help one another achieve our common goal of homeownership. I think that's a good thing for the community, for the world.
You're listening to The Power Is Now. For more information about the show, go to thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Who doesn't want to be a superstar? I know you would. I also know you're working hard to be the best real estate agent you can be. But is that enough? Are you a superstar? Well, you should be. Join The Power Is Now and make your path to superstardom as short as it can be. Find us at thepowerisnow.com. Get interviewed on The Power Is Now radio today and multiply your media exposure now. Thepowerisnow.com, bringing out the superstar in you. Looking back, I certainly recall one of the greatest moments in my life. The day I set foot in a house that I purchased on my own. Man, what a morning I'll never forget. The American dream lives on. The Power Is Now Buyers Club is here to help you achieve it right now. We have access to lenders and nonprofits who are willing to give you the down payment for a home when others are not. That's right. The down payment assistance is not a loan. It's a gift. Find us at thepowerisnow.com and let's talk. Own your home today. Live the American dream. Thepowerisnow.com. The future is here. Interested in upping your game today? The Power Is Now believes in personal development, and we want to make it happen for you right now. Whether it's business, family, spiritual, motivational, or even marriage, we have the tools and information to help you take your game to a whole new level. Find us at thepowerisnow.com under the Services tab, and let's talk about the future, your future, because the power is in your hands. Thepowerisnow.com, because we care. Welcome back to The Power Is Now, and your host, Eric Frazier.
Now, the other thing, too, is that since this is going to be an exclusive program specifically to NACA, I want to talk about how real estate agents can partner with NACA to take advantage of the market presence, the brand, the work you're doing in this incredible program. There are real estate agents out there, I'm sure they're working with buyers that have not been able to get approved. I've had buyers that I've not been able to get approved because of debt ratio and things of that nature, or credit scores, and we're working with them to get them up to speed. And so these clients may have a second chance with you because of your programs and if they're willing to go through the requirements. I want to talk about how agents can partner with you now to participate in this and help their clients get into a home.
Well, that's a great area. That's you're actually going to be much more able to work directly with us in that particular instance as a real estate broker. Real estate agents anywhere can work with NACA, and it's a fairly simple process to get involved. We simply ask that you go to our website. Again, it's NACA.com. Click on the Vendors tab that you'll see at the top of the page. Then in the drop-down menu, click on Real Estate Agent. Register there, and our real estate department will reach out to you and arrange for you to participate in a webinar that we conduct on a weekly basis. Once you have completed that webinar, then you are certified to work with NACA as a real estate agent. We do this because the program is different from what you see in so-called traditional lending. And so we want to make sure that the real estate agents who work with home buyers to buy through the NACA program are familiar with the program, how it operates, and are able to help their clients work smoothly through the program.
Well, I'm really happy to hear this. What a great opportunity. And I'm thinking right now about agents who are just getting into the game to be able to plug into something like this and get that spirit of advocacy and really helping people who perhaps don't even think they could buy to get the counseling they need. And then the program that is really, there's nothing like it on the marketplace. I mean, I can say that with absolute confidence that there is nothing like your program on the marketplace. And I think, Mark, you have to, you know, you can't hate the player, just hate the game, right? You have to give Mark credit for what he has put together. So I want to go through this with you in a little bit more detail now. So we go to the vendor tab and we apply to be on your network. Are there qualifications? Do I have to have a certain amount of experience? Do I need to be have certain designations? Can I be brand new and be on your network?
You can be brand new as long as you are licensed. You are welcome to register with us and become part of our effort, part of our movement. As a matter of fact, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for agents who are brand new to the industry. One of the things that we do once you are certified as a NACA referral agent is when somebody comes to NACA, they want to buy a home, but they don't have an agent that they know or they're familiar with, that they trust, that they want to work with, they can come to us and ask for a list, and we will provide them with a list of agents in that local area who are already certified to work with NACA. And so there's a great opportunity for young agents who are just getting started in the business. Matter of fact, there's a wonderful story that I'm familiar with of a young man who started out as a NACA home buyer in Maryland and took an incredible advantage of the program, bought his interest rate down to nearly zero, got a home that he and his wife thought they could never be able to afford. And he was so impressed with what was happening was that he actually went out and got his license as a real estate agent, now is specializing in helping people become homeowners through the NACA program. As an agent, he's not an employee of NACA, but he works with an agency in that area, and he's specializing in helping people become homeowners with the NACA program.
Well, that's fantastic, and what a great story. So I'm thinking now, as a real estate broker, the Powers Now Real Estate Services, we're going to make it a requirement for any agent working for us to be on your list. Because I say, when in Rome, do as the Romans. When you can't beat them, join them. And so we're going to make it a requirement. And so all you're saying, go to the vendor tab. And for my agents who are listening right now, the power is now. You heard it here now. Get there right now. Go to the website, NACA.com. Go to vendors. Go down and put in your information. And so the certification process is them watching a video, right?
Yeah, it's a webinar that it's an interactive webinar that we conduct once a week. I believe it's usually on Wednesdays. And once you have completed that webinar, then you are certified to work with us.
Okay, and then being certified to work with you means that you'll first put them on a list. So do you have the Powers Now is based in Riverside, but we do business from San Francisco to Palm Springs, Salton Sea. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to own the whole state of California. So is there a limit? Is there a limit to the number of agents you will have in a particular area or territory?
No, and the way we're growing right now, that's a good thing. It's just been amazing, the number of people who have been coming to NACA, especially over the last couple of years, as people we've even started to see, of course, the rebound buyers, people who now want to establish home ownership to reestablish that financial security. We have been growing at an amazing rate. In 2016, we did $1.2 billion in loans across the country, and we haven't seen any. I haven't seen any figures, but I'm guessing we'll probably hit about $1.5 billion this year. We are growing amazingly. As I mentioned earlier, we've actually opened up a number of new offices, including that brand new one in Sacramento. 47 offices. That's the most in our history, and we have plans for probably another 8 to 10 offices opening in 2018. So we need all the help we can get when it comes to real estate agents, realtors, brokers. We need you on board with us to help with this mission. So absolutely, please go to that website and sign up.
So what does being on board mean? All right. So I'm going to be in a particular area because that's, you know, every agent has their farm area, their territory where they live and work. They're going to get on your list. So if someone says, hey, I'm looking for an agent and I don't really know anybody, can you recommend? So they'll be on a list with other agents in that particular area. What else comes with it? Because I see it. Crazy opportunity. You're doing that many, you know, 1.2 billion, you're projecting 1.5 billion. That's a lot of business. How many people are, what's that in terms of actual people coming to you? It has to be thousands.
It is. My gosh, at this point, last year, and I've got to do a little quick mental math here to try and come up with a number, but we are probably, we probably did somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 mortgages last year across the country. So that's, you know, there was, and it's growing even more this year. We just did a workshop in Atlanta, Georgia, a couple of weeks ago that actually kind of combined our advocacy efforts along with our efforts to build home ownership. We had the workshop in conjunction with Ebenezer Baptist Church, which of course was the church where Dr. King preached. And it was just an amazing event, 3,000 people in attendance. And as part of that workshop, we also had a mayoral candidates forum. I believe it was 10 candidates for mayor of Atlanta came, spoke, gave their positions. And so people were able to see those candidates face to face and determine who they might like and get a chance to answer, get a couple of questions answered, hopefully. And then from there, we went right into that workshop and helped everybody learn about the NACA process. We had about 50 existing NACA homeowners there who gave their testimonies, and it was just an unbelievable event. As a matter of fact, you can find a link to videos from that on our Facebook page, facebook.com, NACA official page. That's the easy way to find us. You'll see videos from that event there. So you'll see just how rapidly we are growing, the thousands of people that are coming to our workshops all across the country, the demand for our services. We've recently opened offices in Niagara Falls, New York. That was at the request of the city government that we come there. And we're getting several of those requests. I mentioned the Fraser community in Memphis. The community organization there came to us requesting that we come there to work with them, even though we already had an office open there. So we're seeing this kind of demand just mushroom right now. So there is an incredible opportunity there to be a part of this movement and to get involved not only from a business perspective, but to get out there in a way that truly is making a difference, to become a part of the advocacy efforts. So it's, you know, it's much, much, much more than just getting somebody a mortgage. There's so much more to it. And I've been so proud of my involvement here for the last 8.5 years.
Well, you should be proud, Tim, to work with a visionary like Mark and to be a part of an organization that's really impacting the entire United States and making a difference for homeowners and for future homeowners. One more question in regard to real estate professionals. These workshops that you're conducting, if you're a certified agent, are you able to be at the workshops? Do you have a booth there, a table there? I mean, how do you engage the agents who are certified with you to actually meet the people, develop relationships so that they can have an opportunity to assist them in buying a home once they are ready or approved for the mortgage?
Well, now at the initial home buyer workshop, we do not allow real estate agents to come there, at least for the purposes of soliciting clientele. They can come if they want to see what the workshop is like and experience it for themselves. They're welcome to do so. But we don't allow contact with the incoming members at that point, just to make it fair for everybody. Once you've qualified through the NACA program, then you attend another brief workshop, which is our purchase workshop, which tells you how the purchase process works. Once you've qualified, going out and doing the house hunting, signing the purchase and sale agreement, and how it all works through the NACA program. At that point, you've got a chance to meet some agents, to ask for that referral list. So that's the opportunity right there. That initial home buyer workshop, though, we do put some restrictions on that. And there again, that's just to make it fair for everybody.
Well, I can appreciate that. We want it to be fair, and I think every agent just wants to, have an opportunity to engage them. It's too bad that they're not able to be at that first workshop, because many of those individuals there are possibly there because they've been referred by the agent.
Well, now, in a case like that, when they've been referred by an agent, that's not a problem whatsoever. If an agent has suggested to one of their clients that they go through the NACA program, that's great. They can stick with that agent all the way through the process. If they're not already registered with NACA, there again, they just need to go through that same process, registering online and taking the webinar, and it's all, it's a done deal at that point. That's not a problem whatsoever. Real estate agents can refer people to NACA all they want, and that is their client. So there's no issue there whatsoever. And there again, we invite that too. I mentioned the young man in Maryland who's working essentially as a NACA specialist with a firm. There's also a gentleman in Richmond, Virginia, I got to know a few years ago, who was doing almost his entire business with NACA clients. He was finding the clients, referring them to NACA. He even went so far as to write his own little guidebook to help those people get through the NACA process more smoothly. So it's very much open in that respect. If you have a client that you want to refer to NACA, absolutely bring them along, and it's your client. There's no issue there whatsoever.
So an agent can actually brand themselves around what you're doing. They're a NACA certified agent, and they can promote it, provide additional materials. They can refer clients. I want to be clear though, if I refer a client, I still can't go there. I'm just referring. I can't be with that client at the workshop.
You can come there again to experience the workshop and see what it's like. Okay. And if you happen to be their agent, that's fine. That's not going to be a problem. What we don't want is certain agents showing up and for lack of a better term, and it's not meant in a negative way, but preying on the people there. There again, a lot of the folks who come to us have no idea what they're getting into. And so, they're taking baby steps. We want to make sure it's a safe environment for them. And so there again, it's just a matter of keeping it all fair and equal for everybody. We have no problems with the agents who want to learn about that workshop. They're welcome to visit it. It's just there's not going to be any soliciting of clients there.
Yeah. Okay. I understand. So what about for companies? So agents can become certified vendors. What if companies want to affiliate with NACA in some, official capacity or like you're doing with agents? I mean, being a certified agent is an official recognition or acknowledgement of that agent. Do you have something for companies?
We don't do it on a company-wide level. What a lot of agencies will do is very much what happened with the young gentleman in Maryland I've mentioned a couple of times. He's their NACA specialist. The NACA program is a little different. So you have to have some knowledge there in how the NACA works and how it's a little different from so-called traditional lending. So a lot of agencies will designate a NACA specialist. Now, if everybody in the agency wants to be NACA certified, bring it on. We'd love to have you. As far as a group certification, we don't do that sort of thing. We want to make sure each individual agent is well aware of how the NACA process works.
Okay, fantastic. I'm clear on it now. Lauren, you know what we need to do. So last thing, the advocacy that you guys are doing. And by the way, for those of you who are watching online on Facebook, thank you for joining us today. The Power Lunch usually lasts an hour. We're going a little bit over time, like Bill Maher, you know, overtime. So we're going a little over time. So if you have a question, please write your question now. Get it in now. Put it in the chat room and I'll share it with Tim. We're talking to Tim Trumbull, National Media and Online Coordinator for NACA. And Tim, you've done a fantastic job so far. I'm going to tell Mark when I see him, man, he hit a home run when he got you because you've been able to handle all these questions. I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit, but I appreciate you being so direct and forthright about what you can and cannot do and will do. So thank you very much for being on the show. The last question I want to ask, and then hopefully I have a few questions from my Facebook friends who are online. Please, if you have a question, this is the time to get it in while I throw in a last few questions here. So I know, Mark, I know you are familiar with the National Association of Real Estate Brokers, the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals, the Asian Real Estate Association of America. These are three minority trade associations that are all in, man, in terms of making a difference in their respective communities in regard to homeownership. And they're trying to lobby Washington. They're trying to get some of the stuff done that Mark has already got done. Is there a formal relationship with NACA and any of these organizations? And if not, why not?
Well, formal relationship, that's in all honesty, it's a little bit of a, I guess, for lack of a better term, an ambiguous term where we're concerned. NACA always wants to make sure that it is independent and not subject to any outside influences. Now, that having been said, we certainly appreciate the work that's been done by the National Association of Real Estate Brokers and the other organizations. We've had conferences and meetings with them. We talked with actually some folks from NAREB here. It's been probably about a year and a half ago. We even looked at the possibility of Bruce coming and speaking to the annual conference there. So we're willing to partner. We're definitely willing to partner with organizations who have that same vision as us, making home ownership a reality for everyone possible, making sure that it's fair and affordable, making sure that the right to home ownership is preserved in this country. As far as enduring long-term relationships, we haven't gotten into that yet. Doesn't say we won't. I don't mean to say that we won't. It's just something that, in all honesty, for more absolute answers, I'll refer you to Bruce Marks on that one because he'll handle that one personally. His one of his favorite sayings is, "It's personal." That's the way we do things around here. It's personal, and I think that's one of the reasons that we've been so successful. And any organization that is out there fighting for the rights of the American homeowner, we're going to be happy to stand side by side with.
Well, I'm glad that you're willing to partner, to come and speak at the national conferences, and to be engaged. I think that, again, collaboration, partnership with advocacy organizations is important. Collaboration and partnership with the mortgage, banking, and brokerage community is also important. And so Bruce and I have a lot to talk about. And we'll definitely be reaching out. I'll have my people call his people and we'll get this thing set up because I would love to see that happen. I would love to see our minority trade associations and also, you know, the National Association of Realtors, the California Association, the state associations be in partnership with this organization because of the great work you're doing. And you guys are just not, you know, you're not just fighting the fight, but you're winning the fight. You're winning the fight. And I think it's important to recognize that from the product you have to the process and also the engagement. I'm really happy that you are allowing real estate agents to become certified to acknowledge them and to be and so that they can truly use you as a partner in helping them to achieve their goal of putting as many people into homes as possible.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And there again, you know, we're willing to stand side by side with anybody who is fighting for the rights of the American homeowner. And as we expand our vision a little bit, you know, our bottom line, when you really get down to the very foundation of it, it's about economic justice and making sure that happens in this country. We live in what we consider a predatory economy these days, and there's a big fight to be waged out there on a lot of fronts. NAC is not going to be able to do all of it alone. And Sue, there again, we'll be happy to stand with any organization that is out there fighting for the American consumer.
For those of you who are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, I want to encourage you to share this link. What Tim has just shared with us today is very powerful. And I tell you, knowledge is power, and the power is now. It really is. NAC has been around for a long time doing this. Tim, can you tell me how long the product has been available? Because we know in mortgage banking, the only thing we can count on is change. So how long has this product been around? And do you see any changes in the near future that could make it either more difficult for people to get it and or to participate?
Well, the organization's been around since 1988. We first started actually working ourselves as a mortgage broker about 7 years after that, about 95. As a matter of fact, the story between the meeting between Bruce Marks and Hugh McCall at that point, who was the chairman of what was still then called Nations Bank, is pretty much legendary stuff. But it's the program has just simply grown like crazy and continues to grow. We are constantly working at streamlining our process also. Our objective is for anyone who is willing to work with the program, to abide by the counseling, to work with us for however long it might take, we will tell you that this program is 100% effective. As long as you're willing to put in the effort behind it, if it takes, for example, if you just came out of bankruptcy yesterday, if you just got it discharged, it's going to be 2 years before you can buy a home. But if you're willing to put in the effort, make sure that you create that financial record and keep it clean for the next 2 years, 2 years from now, the NACA program will make you a homeowner. If you've got some bumps in the past that maybe still need to be worked out in terms of a collection here and there, it may set you back a little bit in terms of a few months. But if you're willing to do what's necessary to get that resolved and follow the guidance of your NACA counselor, you will become a homeowner through this program. If you're willing to work with the program, follow along and do what it takes, the NACA program is already 100% effective. And we're still looking at ways to make it better every day.
You know, Tim, there are programs for people with recent bankruptcies, but they're not going to get the kind of interest rate that you're talking about. It's going to be a higher interest rate. And they're not going to be able to get it with no money down. You're talking about the same features would be available after 2 years in bankruptcy, right? And so that to me is amazing. And just another example of how you guys are continuing to be innovative and grow and have an impact. So I want to encourage every agent listening right now. I mean, you would be foolish if you didn't consider joining their network and being a part becoming certified. It's going to be a requirement here at The Powers Now. We're a real estate company and a mortgage company. And our goal is to, our mission is to make the American dream a reality for everyone. Tim, I want to thank you for taking time. I've held you over an hour, and I appreciate you enduring it. Please give my regards to Mark and tell you kudos to him for just the great work he's doing. I'm looking forward to perhaps having him back on the show, and we can go at it toe to toe and talk about some of the more controversial issues associated with Knockup, and we'll call it a partnership and collaboration. But I take my hat off to him and to his team and the company, the organization, for the great work they're doing in terms of advocacy and working with low to moderate income buyers, making their dream of homeownership an absolute reality. Any final comments for our audience? And for those of you who would like to get a hold of NACA, get a hold of Tim. Tim, why don't you share your number, but go to NACA.com. That's the website, NACA.com, to get more information.
Yeah, thank you. And it's been a pleasure to be here today. As you can probably tell, I can talk about this organization for hours on end. The last 8.5 years that I've been here has been just the experience of a lifetime. There's a book in there somewhere. One of these days I might sit down and write it. But everybody's welcome to reach out to me with any questions that you might have. That's what I'm here for. Two ways to reach out to me very easily. If you want to reach me by phone, I'll give you my cell number right here and now. 617-947-2632. Again, 617-947-2632. Best way to reach me, though, probably for everybody concerned, is email. My email address is ttrumble, T-T-R-U-M-B-L-E, at NACA.com.
Okay, folks, you have his contact information. Go to NACA.com. Go to ttrumble at NACA.com if you want to email him, or call him at 617, area code 947-2632. Tim Trumbull, National Media and Online Coordinator for NACA. Thank you, Tim, for joining us today. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Anytime.
All righty. Well, folks, we're going to end this show in just a minute here. I just want to share a few announcements with you for those of you who are following us on Facebook and online and on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for taking time to listen to this interview today. And I want to encourage you to share the link on Facebook with as many people as possible. If you're a real estate professional, share it with the whole office in your office. If you are a consumer and you're looking to buy your first home, share it with all your friends and family members. I mean, folks, what they have to offer, I will tell you, 35 years in the business, it is unprecedented. There is not a single program that I know of in the marketplace. I cannot compete with it. And so I encourage you to take advantage of it if you can qualify, if you're willing to do the work involved in getting being eligible for the program. And The Powers Now, Real Estate Services, will be happy to assist you in making that a reality if you are in one of the many areas in which we have agents. And of course, we want to support you through other support that we provide here at The Powers Now, our Buyers Club, which will provide you help with building credit and establishing savings and things of that nature. Go to thepowersnow.com, look at the Home Buyers Club, and you can learn more about that. Okay, a couple of quick announcements. Our online home buyer seminar is tonight at Facebook at 7 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about the power budget. The number one reason I find, at least in the loans that we originate, where people can't qualify to buy a home is because they have a car payment. My God, I tell you, I wish people would stop financing vehicles. There's nothing wrong with buying a used car. People want to make the excuse that, you know, it's not reliable. Well, no car is reliable if you don't take care of it. And so we're going to be talking about the power budget and credit card debt and spending and priority. I promise you, you'll find great, useful information and tools to help you with budgeting, saving money, building credit, and positioning yourself to buy a home. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock. Our marketing session is Thursday at 2 p.m. at 12:30 in the afternoon. Please join our marketing session. Last week was our first marketing session. You can check it out right here on Facebook. Listen to it. If you have a listing, we want to know about it. We want to share it with our audience. And what we do on Facebook is also on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, on Blog Talk Radio, we have over 1 million downloads. We're syndicated to iTunes, TuneIn, and all these other online radio platforms. Combine that, it's millions of people that are listening to our shows. And so if you want to get more exposure for your listing, you want to impress your seller, they can actually tell them about it. They can watch you online. Just go to facebook.com/thepowersnow. They don't even have to have a Facebook account. They can see you online, pitching their property, talking about it, selling it to the World Wide Web. And most importantly, we have hundreds of buyers who are looking for homes. And we're not alone. There are other real estate agents with pre-approved buyers and mortgage companies with buyers, and they can't find homes. So we are looking for listing agents to join us every Thursday by 12:30. This is an online marketing session. You don't have to work for the Powers Now. You can work for anybody. You just need to be a licensed agent with a listing. Come on and tell us about it. Maybe we will help you sell it. All right? And that's going to be thepowersnow.com/marketing sessions. You'll find that under advertising. If you go under thepowersnow.com, look at advertise with us. The first thing you'll see is marketing sessions. And guess what? It's absolutely free. It's a marketing session, folks, for real estate professionals. We are collaborating with you. No Facebook Live show or marketing session next week, the week of Christmas. And the week of Christmas. And then a homebuyer workshop. We have one coming up in January. We have a series of homebuyers workshops coming up in January. We have one with Donald Drake with Black and the OC. It's going to be in Yorba Linda. You can register. A Buy Home Seminar. That's BuyHomeSeminars.com. It's on the Facebook page. It's on the Blog Talk Radio info page, Buy Home Seminars. And you can learn about all of our homeowners, our first-time homebuyer seminars. These are live seminars. We work with nonprofit organizations, clubs, organizations, and churches to provide information about how to buy a home with little to no money down. All right, so a great opportunity if you're a real estate agent and you're working with buyers, plug into this, especially on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock every Tuesday night. That can be your seminar where your buyers can learn about how to buy a home with little to no money down. Well, thanks for watching. This has been a very informative show with Naka. I appreciate Tim Trumbull for coming on. I appreciate each of you for listening on Blog Talk Radio and also here on our Facebook, facebook.com/thepowersnow. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.